So we're going to bring on a national baseball writer, and he is one of the best in the country, and he writes for the L.A. Times, and that is Bill Shaken, who is certainly on top of the Dodgers situation. We see the Dodgers starting Monday here. They can't clinch here, we know that, but boy, this is now, 13 out of 14 they've lost after being dubbed the greatest team ever. So, Bill, nice to have you with us today.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good. Boy, well, the greatest team ever has lost 13 out of 14, and they come here next week. What's the feeling around the ball club now?
I think it's a little antsier on the fan level than it is in the clubhouse, but you can tell there are signs that guys are starting to get tired of it. And sure, every team goes through a little bit of a skid, but you know, there aren't as many guys coming out to answer questions, because really, what do you want to say about it? And you know, last night, the fans had booed Pedro Baez, who is a rather unpredictable reliever for the Dodgers, and Dave Roberts let the fans have it. And while I understand the emotion, that's probably everybody's frustration coming out all at once.
Yeah, I read what Dave Roberts said about Baez, and he defended him. And what brings that on? Has Baez been that bad lately?
Well, the first thing you think about with Pedro Baez is he's slow.
Yes,
he's one of the slowest working pitchers in the game. And if you're getting outs, well, that's okay. But if you're not getting outs, then the rallies are taking forever for the other guys, and you're making everybody just sit there and watch as the lead goes away. Last night he walked the first guy. A couple nights ago he walked the first two guys. I can't really say that, you know, I should tell a fan who's a paying customer that he shouldn't react. You know, nobody's throwing anything. They're just expressing their opinion by booing. And Baez, who was one of the Dodgers' more effective relievers in the first half, has now pitched himself into position where the Dodgers would have to think twice whether he should even be on the playoff roster.
Wow. Wow. What a story. Bill Shaken with us, L.A. Times. Bill, if you had to set up a rotation, and I know they brought Darvish in to be the number two guy behind Kershaw, is the rotation set in any way, or is this still something in flux here? Because you got Hill still kicking around and Reyes kicking around and Maeda. Where does the rotation go now?
Well, Kershaw game one, as it's been for many years. And beyond that, I don't think they know. I think if you would have had to put a rotation together 3 weeks ago, you would have said easily, you Darvish game two, and then Alex Wood and Rich Hill in whatever order for games three and four. But you know, Darvish has been very inconsistent, shall we say, since he got to the Dodgers from Texas. He's still working on some mechanical things the Dodgers would like him to iron out. He certainly has the capability to be their number two starter, and really anybody's, but the results haven't shown it. Wood consistent and banged up in the second half after that, you know, undefeated all-star first half. And Rich Hill has been terrific the last month, but, you know, had some blister issues early in the season. So I think from the Dodgers' point of view, assuming they win the division until, I believe, the 5th or 6th of October, so they've got pretty close to a month here to figure it out. And, you know, somebody might get hurt between now and then. The other issue is, who are they going to play? Because the Arizona Diamondbacks, who they might play in the first round, pummel left-handers. You know, J.D. Martinez has been the best pickup really any team's made this season, and he would be hitting presumably behind a healthy Paul Goldschmidt, and maybe the Dodgers don't want to throw three left-handers to the Diamondbacks, so we'll see.
Well, great report. You're right. J.D. Martinez, four homers earlier in the week against the Dodgers. That's the first time I think anyone's ever done that against the Dodgers in L.A., isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, boy. And they were not cheap shots either. What a great pickup, and he is a free agent as well. I thought a few weeks ago, I thought Arizona would be a great threat to the Dodgers. Now they've knocked them off, I think, six times in a row. You bring up a great point, and that is Darvish. They need a righty. And Maeda, I don't think you can trust him. But Darvish is the key. What is the problem with Darvish? Because last night he had a 4-1 lead in the first inning, and when he was gone, it was 5-4 Rockies. So what's the problem with him?
I think the problem, really, you know, if you talk to any pitcher, when you get in a groove and you're pitching well, you don't really think about your delivery, your mechanics. You just concentrate on throwing strikes. when things aren't going so well, and in the back of your head, you start to think about, well, is my release point where it should be? Am I taking the right stride? What was that we were working on in the bullpen 2 days ago? Those things all come into your head. And Darvish himself said, not last night, but after his last start in San Diego, when he didn't last the fourth inning either, that he was thinking about some of those things. And again, the Dodgers have the luxury of a month, assuming that
right.
this is not going to be the worst collapse in baseball history. They blow a 21-game lead. So, you know, if Darvish is right by the end of September, that's not really a problem. But right now, he is not right.
All right, great. I appreciate your insight into that. We've watched Cody Bellinger a lot, and, of course, Turner and Seager's been hurt. Cody Bellinger has slowed down a little bit. Are they relying on him? I mean, is it as Cody Bellinger goes, so go the Dodgers?
Well, if you look at the one loss record when he plays and when he doesn't, you'd have to think so. But, you know, one thing to keep in mind is last night was the first game in, I think, about 3 weeks where Bellinger and Seager had been in the lineup together, because Bellinger is on the disabled list first, I'm sorry, with an ankle issue, and then Seager with an elbow issue. So, you know, I'm sure like any team, if you take out two of your best hitters, the offense is going to struggle a little bit. Justin Turner has been productive, although not as much as he was in the first half. Same for Chris Taylor. So there's certainly plenty of talent still there. But the matter is, number one, getting all those guys in the lineup at the same time. And then number two, getting them to click at the same time.
How do you like what Cleveland is doing?
Well, when you don't give up any runs, you probably got a pretty good chance to win. You know, the Indians have won 16 in a row. I think they're going 17 right now.
Yeah, they won it.
Are they won already?
Yes,
yeah.
4-2.
Well,
how about that?
Yeah, I mean, in five of those games, they've thrown shutouts. And the Nationals, who have a pretty good pitching staff with Scherzer and Strasburg and Gio Gonzalez, the Nationals have five shutouts the whole year. And Cleveland's run them off in, you know, a couple weeks. It's a great, great pitching staff. And remember, they won all these games with Andrew Miller on the disabled list.
Yeah. Boy, huge. Well, that's a story of the month. The Dodgers story in the other way, but Cleveland and Arizona on the other side. Bill Shakin with us. Bill, are you coming up this week? The Dodgers are up here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I'll see you Monday.
Oh, good. You're coming out very good. I'm glad to see you. One last thought for you. Puig has been a very quiet story all year long. He's done his job. How would you characterize his season? Positive? Very positive, or how would you say, what would you say about it?
Yeah, you know, he's been terrific, because if you think back to a year ago, you know, the Dodgers sent him down to the minor leagues in August, and there wasn't really any promise that they were going to bring him back. They had tried to trade him, they couldn't find a trade partner, and so they just sort of threw up their hands and sent him down and said, let's see what happens. But he went down, he worked hard, he hit the ball, and he came back and ended up becoming a platoon outfielder with Josh Reddick last September and October. And this year, with Reddick signing with Houston, the Dodgers put Puig back in right field. They hit him eighth. You don't have to be the star anymore. Just be a good supporting player. And he's probably played the best defense of any right fielder in the league. And he's got more home runs than anybody on the team except Bellinger. He's been great.
Very good. All right. Now, you said against Arizona, you may not want to throw lefties because of their right-handed power. Are teams now back to throwing lefties against the Dodgers to shut down Seager and Bellinger?
Not so much, because, you know, last year going into the playoffs, it was a huge issue because the Dodgers had the worst offense in the majors against left-handers. But Seager can hit left-handers. Bellinger can hit left-handers. Turner's been terrific this year. He could not hit them at all last year. Hitting them is in his career norm, so it was just a bad year last year. So the left-handers haven't really been an issue. You know, last couple weeks, whatever hand you throw with, the Dodgers aren't hitting.
All right, very good. All right, I appreciate you taking the time. You've got a game tonight, of course. Rockies, Chad Bettis is going for the Rockies tonight. And is it Hill tonight, I think, or Wood tonight? I think it's Wood for the Dodgers tonight. I got a feeling tonight the Dodgers win one.
Be nice to see. Haven't seen that in a while.
All right. Hey, thanks for taking the time, Bill. We'll look forward to seeing you this week. Bill Shakin, thank you.
All right.
Very good. Bill Shakin, L.A. Times. All right. Well, though, that's the Dodgers story. They're coming up here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Are they going to win a division? Yeah, I think they're going to win a division. They're not going to blow a 21-game lead. Even the Dodgers couldn't do that.